You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well. Okay, so I admit when I saw this release coming from the rap saying, well, come see this movie, Ruben Brandt, Collector, I went, great. It's another one of those documentaries about some artist you've never heard of that will go on and on and on with how important they are to like 40 people.
Yes. It's an hour and a half long show about art that you'll never be able to see personally in your life.
Right.
Hooray.
But that's not, in fact, what the movie Ruben Brandt, Collector, is about. It is, well, you know how we often say, everyone who sees enough films eventually reaches that point, they say, you know, I enjoy movies, but there's no question everything has been done. We've seen it all. There's like just slight variations on things. I wish someone could come up with something that I've never seen before, something really new. Well, folks, here you go.
Yeah, here you go. It's the Slovenian heist film, action car chase, and fine art mashup you never knew you wanted.
Right, yeah, I was like, it's like a meta art comedy Fast and the Furious film.
Yeah.
Like, what? Oh, and it's animated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we should say that. Yeah, yeah. It's very animated.
Yeah. As much as...
In a style that you're probably not seen before, unless you look at a lot of Cubist paintings.
Yeah, right off the bat, this movie, like, draws you into its world with its level of detail and, honestly, just the pristine digital format, like, I mean, it's just so shiny, it almost feels 3D at first.
Yeah.
Launching into it with immediately a heist and a giant, like, parkour chase scene.
Yeah, long foot chase.
Well, it's a car chase that becomes a parkour scene.
Right, yeah. Right. And I was like, what the fuck is this movie? Because, as you said, everybody is kind of based on Cubist painting designs.
Yeah.
And then there's references hidden constantly. The film is just thick with detail and in-jokes, like, in the art world.
Yeah,
and
every frame has some kind of reference to something in the art world, or there's even a bunch of, you know, if you're a cineast, there's plenty of stuff in there for movie lovers, too.
That's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But first off, I'm Chris.
I'm Alan.
I'm Bo.
Yeah, I gotta say, I was not knowing what to expect here, and what I got was something no one could have expected. The basic plot here, the title character is a art therapist, which my mom will be very pleased to see. They finally made a movie about an art therapist.
Although he
specifies that he has schizophrenia, but the truth is he actually appears to have the Stendhal syndrome, where you see major works of art and you start having massive hallucinations around them, which sounds like the coolest, like next to synesthesia is the number one insane thing I would like to have.
Yeah, if I got pick.
If I had to pick one, like you get one, I'll be like, oh, okay, I'll take this. And he, you know, as all art therapists are, he's incredibly rich and lives in this huge palatial estate out on an island where he treats people with, who are basically thieves of one level or another, criminals.
Yeah, he seems to primarily just treat criminals,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I mean,
high level,
like, yeah, the best of the best, yeah, burglars.
Like one of the characters is a bodyguard. One of the characters is definitely a thief, and you know, then he gets another one, and generally, yeah, it's the people that manifest like kleptomania or something. Yeah.
They're all definitely down for crime.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And he treats them using art therapy, but when they start realizing that he, in fact, has his own mania that seems to be specifically tied into very specific works of famous art, they decide they're going to get together and form a heist team and use these skills to steal all these famous pieces of art from museums from around the world, because in his theory, once you own something, it can no longer torment
you. Possess what torments you.
Possess what torments you. Which he means metaphorically in terms of art therapy, but in this sense, it's very literal.
You would think he'd like find another form. It's like, you don't necessarily have to sell these things. Let's use my therapeutic skills to find a way to get around this. But no, let's just steal the shit for real.
Sure, why not? It makes for a more exciting film.
It does.
And exciting it is, as especially the leader of the group, Mimi, who is the person we see in the initial chase sequence, who has stolen Cleopatra's fan. Because honestly, even though she was in the museum to steal a diamond for a mafia guy, she was so distracted by the fan. She was like, fuck it, I'm just going to take this fan.
You know what's funny is like, I think that's one of the most creative things in this movie. It's my favorite bit of it. Uh-huh. I like the idea of a kleptomaniac cat burglar who's there to steal something, but the kleptomania makes her steal something else.
Right. She's like, but I like, this is pretty.
That's really funny. That's a funny idea. Like, that's a whole movie idea right there.
But she's like... you know, she's like a cubist version of a Nagel model, you know? She's just, she's, even for an animated character, she's kind of stunningly beautiful.
Right.
And there's a...
And she's, in a lot of ways, she's the most skillful person in the entire film. Like, she's a ex-circus performer and acrobat and...
Parkourist.
You know, parkour star and, you know, stunt driver. She even does the Rockford File moves where you're going really, really fast and you throw the parking brake on and set the thing into a skid. I was like, nice. That's like, you know, stunt woman stuff.
She totally was pulling the Italian job all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, she largely is kind of the main personality of this group of thieves, who also is being chased by a police detective who sounds more than a little bit like Vin Diesel.
Well, he's not really police. He's kind of this freelance PI.
Right. He's like the guy the police...
Yeah. He's like a security expert.
The master security expert. He's not like a Poirot type.
No.
Yeah. But
he's more the let's get into a fight.
But he's like obsessed with catching her, but at the same time, it's also because he's totally kind of in love with her at the same time.
Right.
Clearly. And there's like, obviously, that kind of thing going on in the underneath, even though that never becomes quite, I feel like, I felt like that was going to become a bigger third act than it ever really did.
Well, yeah, and oddly enough, this movie felt like it could have kept going and I wouldn't have minded.
True. He kind of just disappeared in the third act, right?
Yeah,
they never tie up. They kind of set up.
I mean, he makes this big discovery, which you think is going to lead to, like, oh, there's going to ultimately be a confrontation between him, the title character, and Mimi, and that
never
set
happens.
That up.
Yeah, that's
never
weird. Happens.
Yeah, it was very strange. The movie's third act certainly takes some odd turns. This movie gets very abstract at points, sometimes to the point where it did, in fact, lose me a little, where I was like, I'll be honest, I have no fucking clue what this scene is about.
There's some symbology in this.
There's also times when a character takes way too long to explain things that are painfully obvious to the audience, to the point where, like, it was, like, kind of pissing me off.
Well,
if
it wasn't for the nonstop, vibrant, constantly moving camera and background shit, there are sequences where storyline-wise you would have been like, we get it, move on.
It's almost to the point of, like a children's movie, but not even one, like, a more nuanced, intelligent children's movie, like a very small child's movie, where, like, they're like, oh, I think this thing, I'm right, it leads me to the old well, and that's where this guy must have done this. But it's like very, very like trotted out, like one, like point A, point B,
point C.
What's
weird because that thing that the part of it that they're making like an Italian Polizei film, which is the detective guy trying to track them down and basically finding out like who the person is who's actually, you know, who the art therapist is and why he's doing what he's doing. And in the end, what his relation is to him. I was like, where did that come from? Yeah. Well, there's like this whole bizarre, super dark mystery there on the side that ultimately felt very strange and out of place, but it was still cool.
I mean, honestly, like, we're getting into, like, I didn't like this movie that much. Like,
okay.
It started off, I was, like, in, and, like, it lost me completely, because there's nothing, it's all, like, sizzle. It's all just style, and that gets to be to, like, 75% of a good movie, and, like, that's how good the style is. Usually I need more of a story or, like, other stuff or, you know, some thematic, some, like... It's not... To me, this movie isn't, like, saying anything. It's just like a mashup. It's, like, modern art enthusiast, action film, animation together. But that's it. Like, that's the beginning, middle, and end of it all. Like, there's not really much else to it.
But I think...
I
don't disagree with you, but at the same time, I'm like, yeah, but nobody's done that before. We've never seen anything like this film before.
Yeah, I mean, that's... It gets points for that for me, but, like, you know, it could also be just, like... could have been a short film or a music video.
I always say we see lots of films that are an exercise in style, but yes. We very rarely see one that is also determined to be very entertaining at the same time, and I feel like that's where this film really succeeded for me, because it is very entertaining.
Yeah, it was for me for a while. I got bored. The plot's so, like, straight away. Like, from the beginning, like, I knew exactly where we're ending up, and, like, once, like, the end of the first act happens, and you kind of see the past, it's like, okay, I know what's happening here. So I was like, maybe it'll go places where I don't expect it to go, and, like, it'll flesh out some sort of, like, deeper meaning behind it, and, like, none of that ever came. It was just the plot I thought was going to happen happened. And while it was, like, really pretty to look at for most of that runtime, and it was, like, interesting, and there were, like, having said that, like, throughout, there were gags I laughed at. It was funny. It was exciting, but ultimately it was just like, that was it. And because I had the plot, I was getting very bored for stretches of the movie.
Wow. I'm surprised to hear you say that, because, like, I admit to some degree I'm very visually oriented, and just my eyes constantly roving over the screen trying to catch the nonstop stuff that's going on and sense of detail that's so fascinating. I was thoroughly entertained, and the plot never really stops dead except for brief expositional moments like that. But wow, you really thought you knew where everything was going? Because I found myself constantly kind of baffled by it, like going, wait, what? Like, as it went to really strange places.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into, like, any spoilers or anything, but yeah, like, once they reveal something about the main guy's, like, childhood,
it
was, like, all this splayed out for you. Like, that was, like, the end of the movie at, like, beginning of the second act, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, for me, at least,
Though that whole part of the story was one of those things that, quite frankly, like, hadn't ultimately felt like it had nothing to do with the final ending. I was like, well, that whole thing was such a subplot that you could have cut it out of the movie entirely and you wouldn't have noticed that it was missing.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, the plot is so... I mean, maybe it's just... It's weird to edit an animated movie... Like, maybe that's the issue, but it's just weird. It's some things that don't really fit together, which might speak to you, like, getting lost in it. Because there are times where it's like, why are we here now? Like, I was confused by that. But I never lost, like, the through line, which ended up happening at the end. But, like, I don't know. It's clunky in a way, but it's also really smooth in other ways. It's kind of just all over the place for me.
Yeah, I get that. This movie's definitely not going to be for everyone, but, like, I do wish, to some degree, and it's a little distracting, the style, because it does have an overriding, definite, specific Cubist style to the whole film, even though it's a Where's Waldo of art jokes, like, hidden in every detail of this thing, and art films, paintings, sculptures, whatever, but a lot of the times you don't get them right off the bat, because everything is still filtered through this Cubist style, where you're like, oh, that's, you know, I mean, there are ones that are easier to spot than others, like, you know, the Venus de Milo or whatever, but...
Botticelli's Venus.
And you're like, well, clearly everyone knows that there's only so much you can do to mask what that is. Or Andy Warhol's Elvis.
Mayonnaise Olympia isn't as well known, although trippy. And when it's put into that different style, it doesn't hit you immediately.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot.
They kind of give you a cheater on that, because they've got Splinter in the Grass, which they show first, and so they're like, mayonnaise.
And there's even, like, pun jokes throughout it, like, things that are, like where you see, like, things written down that are like, oh, that's a pun referencing another piece of art or something, you know? There's so much of it in there that I can't imagine for anyone who is indeed, like, a student of art history, this will be just a pure joy comedy.
Oh, yeah, no, you're in a vast field of Easter eggs.
And I'm not that person. I mean, I certainly spent some time, like, taking art history courses, and I really enjoy it, but I'm far from immediate recognition. So, yeah, I was very clear that I missed an awful lot
I'm not sophisticated in that stuff that I don't even know the percentage of which I got. It could be, like, 10%. It could be 2%.
I got about 10. I think that...
Might have been why, that it wasn't stimulating you as much as Chris and I, just because the reference material wasn't there.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see someone who's, like, deep in that world, this could just be, like... a nonstop, like, wet dream movie, like, you know,
this
just for the fun of it. Yeah,
I'm a huge fan of Easter eggs, and I adore them, and yeah, it's just one of those things that makes you feel like smarty pants. So.
But I kept thinking, but I kept thinking, to some degree, that's just the icing on the cake of this film for me. Where I was like, that's there, and that's really cool that's there. I've never seen a film that does this, but I was just enjoying it as a really a unique looking animated heist action comedy.
Yeah.
Alone. I had a lot of fun with it. But let's go into final thoughts. Alan, get us started.
Yeah, well, I didn't like it as much. You use the phrase icing on the cake. To me, this movie is 95% icing.
To some people, that's great.
And, yeah, and like some people, that's going to be delicious. You know, it's good for a couple bites, but eventually you're just like, I've got to get this thing the fuck out of here. It was just, like, comparing it to like the Fast and the Furious and stuff, it just like, you compare it to the lowest denominator action movie, but at least, as cheesy it is, the Fast and the Furious movies are about, like, family or something, even if it's, like, cheesy and hokey. I really don't know what this movie is about, other than just, like, look at art. Which, you know, fine. Not, you know, that's fair. It didn't really work for me. If it was on in the background somewhere, if, like, caught some of it, I'd be like, man, this movie looks cool as hell. But, like, sitting down to watch it beginning to end left me kind of feeling empty. So I'm going to go... It's a respectable 4 out of 10 stolen artifacts.
Bo, what about you?
Well, obviously, I'm erring more on the pro side here. And I really liked it. And yeah, there is, you know, a quality of this movie that it is light on substance. That didn't bother me, though. You know, sometimes I can be into a film purely on merits of style, and this has the style to burn. And, you know, by and large, I don't go into an action movie looking for, you know, it's just like, but what does Vin Diesel really feel at the end of this movie? I bet he feels that he's got a fast car and he made a lot of fucking money. And that's kind of what I'm getting out of this is, you know, you're going to go in here and you're going to see these really, really cool action sequences, which, you know, live up to, you know, are just as tense and exciting for me as many that I've seen in any given action movie. And then you also have this undercurrent of the art and the animation itself, which is, you know, really spectacular and a style that you haven't seen yet, you know, it is kind of refreshing. Nothing against, you know, anime or you know, Studio Ghibli stuff or anything like that, which has kind of dominated the animation market.
Sure.
You know, the only other game in town is Disney, and they kind of have their own house look. This is completely beyond any of the stuff that they're doing, and it's nice to see something different.
I mean, it doesn't even resemble other major French animated films, so, which there are quite a few.
You know, when I first saw the trailer for this, I was kind of like, well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get into that style. You know, I might find it a little off-putting. But, yeah, within a couple of minutes of the film, I was like, okay, this, I really, really like this. You know, if it's eye candy, well, my eyes are very fully sated. I'm good with that. I think there's a lot of entertainment factor in this. Yeah, you know, it's not the Brothers Karamazov, but who the fuck cares? Because it's a good painting of the Brothers Karamazov, and that's fun. I give it, I think around 8.5 art critics who also do Parker.
Yeah, I just found this so nonstop fun for me. I like, does it mean anything on a larger scale? I don't know. It got really abstract at points where I'm like, I know there's stuff here I'm just not picking up on, but it doesn't matter because it moves from one thing to the next so quickly. This film refuses to let you get bored, at least for me. You're watching a pretty simplistic story on the surface, but there is other things going on here in the sense of just creativity. Like I said, no one's ever made a film that looks like this, that has the style of this, that has the way of being funny that this does. I've never seen even an action movie that does some of the things that this does. I found this so thoroughly original that it is genuinely a shame that the plot kind of lost its way and just kind of shrugged at the end. Like, okay, well, we'll just give it more of a simple ending you don't have to work too hard for. And like I said, that whole subplot with the detective just kind of, like, even though it comes to a conclusion, nothing happens because of that conclusion.
He's like 40% of the movie, and in the final act, like, you don't get anything from
it
that
felt
part.
Like, we missed a scene.
Yeah.
Like, but
I thought I did, but I think I was like, no, I wasn't. I was there. Like, yeah. I thought I missed something.
I don't know, but it didn't matter to me ultimately because, like I said, this is just pure enjoyment on the whole. And yeah, whereas I think it's flawed, I just didn't give a fuck about its flaws as I was watching it. I'm going to give it 8.5 out of 10 times I was scanning the screen looking for that goddamn melting clock. There has to be a melting clock in here somewhere, right?
I didn't spot one.
Didn't see one Dali reference the whole time. Oh, I'm sorry, Dali.
Yeah, but you did get a lot of Dada.
We did get a lot of Dada. It was lousy with Dada.